Just a heads up, this episode was recorded in a room with a lot of echo, so there's a little bit of reverb on the voices. With that said, enjoy! Hi, and welcome to the Yes and I Am podcast. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest I'm really excited about. She has been in so many great movies. She's just crushing it right now. I'd like to introduce you all to my new friend, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Hi, thank you. That was a great intro.
Thank you so much for making it out here, Gwyneth. I mean, you're so busy. You're now promoting the new Spider-Man film that I hear you're in.
Well, you know, traveling back and forth from London to here is a lot of work, and especially to come to your apartment, which I don't usually do.
It's a little unorthodox setup here. It's a little strange, but I do have to say we've gotten a lot of great guests on so far, and I know it's a little noisy too, right?
It is. I tend to stay away from like noisy environments. I try to just for like my overall well-being.
How often are you in New York?
I'm here probably twice a month, just to try out. I have this new product launch going on.
Oh, is this part of your Goop situation?
Well, funny enough, it's actually called Poop. It's Poop for Your Face. If you eat all organic products, you tend to naturally defecate organic material. So I find that my bile and mixed with my poo after you put it on as a mask and sleep in it overnight, it really refreshes and gives you this glow from the inside. So I'm launching that here in New York.
So
I'd love for you to try it.
Poop?
Well, poop on your face.
Now you say poop on your face as like that's a normal thing for people to do. I mean, is this like FDA approved?
We are not currently FDA approved. However, my son and my daughter Apple packaged the poop in a mask form. And
wait, so you have your kids working on packaging? Is this legal? Is there child labor laws here?
We haven't exactly gotten that approved, but I find if you can afford it, you can get away with bypassing some of the laws.
Yeah, that's certainly interesting. Let's take it back for a bit. You started your film career early 90s. You got into a lot of good ones. I mean, you're in one of my all-time favorite movies, Seven, and that's really like
that was
your first big hit there.
Great film.
I want to ask you, what has your favorite performance been?
My favorite performance was probably working with. There's just so many. Probably when I worked with Chris Rock.
Oh, what film were you in with Chris Rock?
It was called Power to the People. It was about, you know, me growing up, and on our street, he acted as my neighbor, and
so wait, I like to think I'm a film buff, but I don't think I've ever heard of this film. Was it released?
It was released online only, is you can actually find it on goop.com. It's about $200 to rent for a 24-hour period. But I want to let you know, if you do watch it, it's all natural vibes that come out, and it really gives you a sense of peace and also shows you my relationship with Chris Rock.
Your relationship with Chris Rock?
Yes, I'd like to think that I am a woman of the people, and I try to relate to them. Comedians.
So wait, okay. So this isn't like a romantic relationship. This is more of
a professional. There is sexual situations involved, but mostly with myself. I prefer just to be with
myself.
Just
out of curiosity, I'm going to jump around a bit here. How has the dating life been for you? I mean, I know you just got divorced last year. after your conscious uncoupling with your husband.
Yes, we believe in conscious uncoupling, and I'm glad you brought that up. I've also been consciously sleeping with a man 20 years younger than me. He's beautiful, long, luscious locks. He's vibrant. He has a very large penis, and I actually use his semen in my hair and my products.
Boy. See, yet again, I don't know if this is, like, does that actually do something for...
Yes, it does. It does, Aaron. I don't know if you've tried. You have great hair, so maybe put it in yours, but it does. On goop.com, you can buy it for $25 per ounce. It's my boyfriend's semen.
Per ounce? That's a lot.
It is expensive, but it is worth it.
It's not expensive. $25 like seems like a fair price, but like, do you know how much an ounce would have to be?
I actually don't know much about numbers. My product manager just told me that was the appropriate portion. He's been coming quite a lot, though. Is that what you're saying? It's a large amount?
Yeah. That must be exhausting for him.
Well, you know, he doesn't really work other than that. So we try to keep... He gets pretty occupied with that.
All right. I'm going to bring it back again because we're talking a lot about dating right now. You have had quite the span of celebrity relationships. I mean, first you dated Brad Pitt for 3 years. You actually got engaged, and then you called that off.
Right. He's not good enough.
He's not good enough.
No, he's very, you know, he uses a lot of products with chemicals in his house.
Oh, really? Like what?
He uses Windex, for example.
What's wrong with Windex? I use
motorcycle, Windex. Everything. Windex is a chemical that will kill you. It will give you cancer.
Wait, is there any, like, studies behind this?
Oh. If you go to goop.com, you can see our own study where I actually had my son, and this was for...
Your son Moses?
Moses, yes, he drank some of the Windex to prove that it was unhealthy, and Moses would not eat any of his organic peas or carrots after that. He felt sick. So I posted the video online.
So he drank Windex?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think... There's warnings on it saying you shouldn't ingest it. I don't think spraying it to clean stuff is the same as ingesting it.
You know, I feel sick when I get around Windex, so I couldn't be with Brad. He didn't understand how important it is.
All right, so after you dated Brad Pitt, you then moved on to Ben Affleck, who you had an on and off again relationship for another 3 years.
Yes, Ben.
What's Ben's issue? I'm very curious, because he seems to be, like, having trouble with love out there.
Yeah, Ben's just kind of boring, I would say. Not to mention, clearly, as you've seen in the news, he sleeps with nannies. Not a huge fan of that, because I have three nannies.
Three nannies for two children?
Yeah, you know, they need a lot of extra help.
Do you ever fear that, like, they won't become well-adjusted by all this extra care?
Yes, and I hope they don't become adjusted.
Why don't you want them to be adjusted?
I want them to know that they're better than most people out there.
Wait, you want your kids to think they're better than most people?
Yes, I believe it gives them a sense of confidence.
Yeah, but then how can they contribute to the world? How can they relate to the rest of the people?
We contribute by my website, by telling people the expensive products they should be using and are worth investing in. That's how we're contributing, that people don't need, you know, to spend $20 on Domino's. They could spend $200 on a poop mask and have it affect their life so much more intensely.
Wait, what does Domino's have to do with a poop mask?
I just feel like poor people don't invest wisely, and you know, they order things like pizza.
Okay, like Domino's pizza. I was wondering where this was going. I didn't know if Domino's was another health product. No, you're referring to the fast food chain.
Correct, the fast food chain.
So you never eat fast food?
You know, I have to say, one time, my assistant, ugh, I can't believe I'm saying this, brought me a Krispy Kreme.
You can't believe you're saying you've eaten a donut?
Yes. Wait, not a donut from, you know, Le Bernardine, from Joel Rubichon. I'm talking a donut that was $2.
I mean, I just ate a donut this morning that was $1. And I feel like I'm doing fine.
I don't think so. You look sick to me.
I look
personally.
Sick? You just complimented my hair.
You look dull. You look famined.
Famined? Like, if you were me, what would you do to change my life?
Start investing in products that matter, Aaron.
What would you do, like, for someone like me who can't afford the finer things in life?
I would start dating someone who can.
Well, So your advice is to date rich?
Correct. I think if you personally cannot afford it by starring in movies, by selling products, you should always date up. Marry a rock star.
Yeah, that's certainly what you did. But I would argue that you are more famous than he is. I would argue that you're much
more
successful.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.
I'm not the hugest Coldplay fan.
Me neither. You know what? Their music.
I thought you used to like them.
I did. I liked being a groupie.
I mean, you've been featured on some of their albums.
I know. I mean, who wouldn't feature me? I'm blonde. I'm skinny. I'm hot. I go to the tour. I get the backstage pass, but their music isn't so great, especially lately. It's been going downhill. I mean, they only sold. I think they went platinum a couple times.
I'm not particularly certain. I'm a little ill-prepared for my Coldplay trivia today. Yeah. But needless to say, why didn't that work out? Why didn't it work out between you and Chris?
Chris thought I was strange, to be honest. I tried bringing in gurus and therapists for Chris and I. I wanted him to adapt a lifestyle that was more zen, I would say, but it took a lot to do that. I was bringing in teachers and gurus, and, you know, every day we had 20 people in the home instructing us on how to be more calm. And Chris met Jennifer Lawrence as we were doing that, and he decided that he wanted to fuck her instead.
Wait, so Chris had a relationship with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes, they did. It was, I'd like to say, he, what's it called, when you screw him and fuck him and chuck him, what's the, it was a one-night stand.
Oh.
And she ghosted him, actually. And he came back and he said, Gwenny, can we get back together? Because Jen just ghosted me and I haven't talked to her all week. And I said, oh,
wait,
that's
after
funny.
One week, all this turmoil?
Yes, it lasted a week. And he came crawling back. I said, Chrissy Poo, I can't.
I'll unconsciously
uncouple you.
Okay. Oh, and that's where that came from.
Yeah. I put on my leggings and my yoga gear and I left.
That's fair. I mean, I feel like most people end up leaving in those situations. You're dealing with quite a few cups over there.
I try to constantly stay hydrated with different things.
Yeah, I see you have quite the spread there, all these vitamins.
I do not drink any coffee, however. Coffee is the soul of the devil.
Wait, the soul of are you religious?
Actually, a lot of people don't know this. My father was Jewish, and I am a Jew.
Yeah, I actually have that in my notes here.
makes sense. Why I like
you've been quoted that you currently study Kabbalah.
Yes, I do. I love the red bracelet. I love Ashton. I love Madonna. I love being around people who can afford my products.
Okay, so do you typically not associate with the middle class of the United States?
Correct.
Why not?
To me, there is no middle class because they're just gone. poof.
But you wouldn't have a career without them. They're your audience.
I hope they're not. You know what, Aaron? I hope that they're not. Because what is worse than the middle class? I get that they helped me in my career, but I'm above that now. The only thing I can do right now is spread the word.
Spread the word? What do you mean
of
by
the
that?
Masks, the products, of Goop.
Of Goop. I mean...
Of Tracy Anderson.
I mean, a couple of years ago, you tried to distance yourself from Goop, saying you didn't want to be longer involved, but then just last year, you became CEO.
Yeah, the head of my company was, for lack of a better word, a cunt. She was trying to control the brand. And you know what? I would say she was a little too middle classy, sort of not on the upper echelon.
Now, this lifestyle you're trying to portray here, does it mean something to you? I mean, I don't mean to offend you. I just feel like it's an act. Like, this is a character you're putting on. That something deeper down there.
No, this is my essence. Take it or leave it.
This is your essence.
This is who I am as a person, and I'll always be Mrs. Goop to you and to my staff and my ex-husband.
What about to your children? How do you?
He actually calls me that in bed.
How do you show your children that you can be this CEO of this lifestyle brand, but also be a loving mother?
Well, I take them on trips. We went to Dubai last year, and you know, part of showing them that they are part of a regular world is we actually flew commercial. We flew El Al.
Oh, you flew. So you flew into Israel and then transferred to Dubai?
Yes, I know. That is interesting. It was I wanted them to see their roots, where their grandparents came from, but I didn't want to fly that gross, yucky Arabi one.
Okay. That sounds casually racist, but we're... Actually... I'm going to ask you, how do you feel about other races? I mean, you've been, like, popularly described as one of the whitest people out there.
Thank you so much, Aaron. That's one of the best compliments I've ever heard. I don't particularly love other races. Sometimes they smell. But I do love the blacks. There is something about the blacks that I love. They're funny. They dance. I gotta tell you, Aaron, they love my products. We get a lot of inquiries from actually Nene, if you know her.
Who is Nene?
She is a real housewife of Atlanta, former housewife. She's had a couple plastic surgeries and she looks great now. She loves the poop mask.
She loves the poop mask.
And, Michael Jordan, love him.
Michael Jordan is a supporter of Goop?
Yes, he is. Him and his son, who is beautifully transgendered. Tiger Woods is a big fan of mine. And I of him.
So, they're black people, but they're still...
Well, they're the blacks.
But they're still very wealthy?
Correct. We don't really deal with... I mean, once you get into that category, it's a bit too much. You know, I can take black and rich, but black and poor, I can't.
You can't.
I literally can't.
You seem a little distraught about this.
It's very upsetting.
Is there something deeper here?
I just want them gone.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I just, it's too much. You know, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Yeah, no, you've been outwardly liberal in your political stances.
Yes, I am not. However, if they could build a wall around my house and around the Goop Media headquarters, I would do that in a heartbeat. A heartbeat, Aaron.
I hear you. That is a little terrifying, but, I mean, more power to you. You've built your empire on your own.
And I can afford it. I can afford that wall. You. But I would probably do an onyx wall or something, jade, you know.
Who would you have build your wall, though?
It's a great question.
If you want to be away from these types.
I would probably have it built from the Portuguese, not the Chinese, because I do not support brands
China.
Yet this is my assistant. She just told me that there were some more masks ordered from... Yes, it was. It was Tiger Woods.
Oh, okay. I mean,
he loves my mask.
I mean, he's
been in a lot of stress. I don't know if you've seen those prison photos, but he could use the mask.
I can't argue with that. So, anyways, you were saying about building your wall.
Mm. Yes, I'd love to build a fortress, a wall, something. Maybe Indonesian. I was thinking of having Michael Kors do it. Just a classic wall, you know, something simple, understated, but elegant. And, you know, being he's the all-American designer, I thought, why not? But then I thought, I have been with Calvin for so long.
Calvin Klein?
Yeah. Calvin should design it. Ugh, but he's like, Calvin is really, I don't know.
All these people you've discussed here, none of them are architects.
Right. It's not necessarily about knowing how to do the work, but being passionate about the work. I don't know how to build a brand.
Is that how you, like...
And that's what I think everybody should do. I don't know what I'm doing, to be honest. I just know what I like, and it's spending money and investing in my skin and being a blonde.
I mean, none of this is surprising to me, I do have to say. You came under fire about one of your articles in Goop suggesting vaginal steaming.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. You should vaginally steam. I would say I do it three times
a
day.
That sounds dangerous and painful. Don't you get it? Do you burn yourself?
I do. I have burned myself, but I actually use a vag vac in addition to the steamer. So once you're steaming, you can hold the vag vac over. I actually created it, and you can find that on my website as well, goop.com.
You're getting a lot of good plugs here for Goop.
Thank you. They're fairly expensive. They're about $900 for the vac, but they're good. If you're going to be steaming, you better be vacuuming, because that thing is going to burn you on your thighs, and you need it to come out. A steamer, in general, is going to keep you moist in your uterus.
I mean, is this something that...
It's important.
Important for what?
For keeping lubricated in your uterus and your vaginal glands. Because once you, at the end of the day, you could feel dry and you want to be able to have sex. And if you're not naturally lubricated and steaming, that's one thing. The other thing is it cleans out your toxins. And you know that actually 90% of the human female body, the toxins come from the vagina?
I did not know that. I thought the vagina was one of the most clean parts of the human body.
Well, unfortunately, you were wrong. No, the vagina is the dirtiest part of a woman's body. So she must be steaming. She must be vacuuming.
I just have to put a disclaimer out here that we here at the Yes and I Am podcast do not endorse the findings of Goop and that they are clearly Miss Paltrow and her company's findings.
I don't appreciate that, and that is not true. Everything I say is 100% accurate. You can back up my facts. You can fact check me on goop.com. All the facts are there.
What would you say about other news sources that disclaim your research?
Well, they're shit, Aaron. They're shit. And I'm actually trying to take a lot of them down right now. I'm trying to buy out CNN. I'm trying to buy out Fox News. Unfortunately,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, the Murdochs are not a big fan of mine. I tried to date his son to see if I could get that in. It didn't work. He apparently isn't interested in me.
I find that hard to believe. You're such a gorgeous woman, and
I have great taste.
You have a lot going for you.
Yes.
So I have a quick question. Like, would you find that Goop is more important to you than your acting career?
Absolutely. Nothing is more important than Goop. Goop is God. That's sort of my motto.
Goop is God. All right. If you have a little more time, I'd like to do a few speed questions if you don't have a problem with that.
Oh, let's do it.
All
let's
right.
Go
Are
fast.
You familiar with the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're known as playing Pepper Potts in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and being coupled with Iron Man.
Love Iron Man.
I do. Okay. So now we're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill, Captain America, Thor, and the Incredible Hulk.
Okay. I don't know who Thor is, but I know that Captain America was played by Chris Evans. So yes. I would say fuck Chris Evans.
Okay.
Whoever the other. Okay. And then Captain America. Wait. Thor. Okay. Thor, I guess, kill, because who's Thor?
That's played by Chris Hemsworth.
Okay. Was he in my movie?
Was he in your movie? Which one? He was in the Avengers. You were in the Avengers.
Right. Oh, was that the young one? Oh.
He's the one with the
Chris
long hair.
Hemsworth. Yeah, he is cute. And he was cute in the movie. I would say fuck Chris Hemsworth. Just fuck the two guys and then Thor.
The last one was the Incredible Hulk, which is played by Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, he's not that rich, so probably kill him.
Okay.
He was the one who did the post-it note in Sex and the City.
I'm unfamiliar with Sex and the City, but I'm sure you're right.
Well, I'm right.
Okay. Now I got a bit of a word association, if you're okay with that.
Great.
Basically, I'm going to say a word, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Orange.
Donald Trump.
Glob.
My vaginal secretions.
Hot paws.
That little dog that I picked up from London, and he was disabled.
Marriage.
Great.
Frozen.
Elsa.
Coldplay.
Ooh.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. Gwyneth, do you have anything last you want to say to our audience? Any last words?
I'd just like to say, if you're interested in a mask, you can contact my assistant, Sarisha, at sarisha@goop.com anytime. And we'd love to send you some products and get glowing from the inside and get backing.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming out here again, Gwyneth.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see all of you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the actual Gwyneth Paltrow here, it has been my friend Courtney Davis.
Hello! I thought I was Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, you were
sometimes
pretty,
I think I am.
You were pretty convincing. do you have anything to plug real quick?
I'm Courtney. I'm a stand-up comedian. I perform all around New York City, and you can find my dates on thecourtneydavis.com.
Thank you again. Our theme music is by the artist Regulus. He's on SoundCloud. Go check him out. Our album art was done by Pat Brown. It's awesome. Thank you all again for listening, and we will see you guys next time.